Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Again, good morning.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with Nellie Taylor-Wolfhurst and Marmalene Martin, who is the outreach worker for the program, the Grandparents and... I just skipped the Grandparents as Caregivers program. And the one question I wanted to get to here, and we was talking about different things, is, this is, goes to Marmalene also, substance abuse and discipline. Do you get involved if you sense, now you're doing the job and you're helping out with the school and Johnny joined the softball team, but you sense there's more going on there? And he is not doing his homework or he's not coming home on time, you get involved with the grandparents and say, listen, you just can't let him run wild. You got to rein him in.
Yes, we do. Okay. We do. Then also we deal directly with the schools also that let us know what's going on, because when there's any problem, the school let us know and the school send referrals to us. Then if there's any problem in the school, we discuss it in meetings where they can, if the child need mental health, then North Shore Child and Family Guidance will provide it. So with a referral, we will assist the child. Then if I notice anything in the home, yes, I will address it with the grandparents then in a calmly manner because,
right, okay.
Yes, they're very sensitive towards the grandchildren because a lot of times they let the grandchildren do a lot of different things. But at the same time, since they are older, they might not, when there's any big problems coming, then they might not be able to assist. A lot of times when I see something, I will see something, definitely.
Right. Yeah. Well,
they might not even recognize it. A generational difference. Yeah.
Sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. But there's also that grandparent, even though it's a grandparent and you love the child as much as a parent, there's a different level of discipline. I know a grandchild, you know, I'm going to let them get away with more than their parent would. So the grandmother's going to turn around and say, oh, he means well. He's a good boy. It's like, no, he's not. He just stole your jewelry. You know, it's like, come on, you have to stop. Whereas the mother or father would be a different person. Exactly. You know, I get in trouble with my own grandkids. My daughter will say, don't let him do it. I say, oh, come on. He's a baby.
Yes.
You also have, which I think is significant, a family reunification.
Yes, we
program.
Do. Yes.
Now, how does that work? If we can go into that just for a bit, because I think that's significant.
Yes. Well, that's very important because we understand that most of these grandparents that are caregivers of the grandchildren, there is something that happened in the family that caused the parent to relinquish the custody of their kids. And a lot of time, you know, it creates tension between the biological parent and the grandparent because now the biological parent feel, well, you know, you're parenting my child, and I may not always agree with your parenting style, and there can be tension in the family. But what we try to do is work around those issues and develop that relationship where they can co-parent and respect that this child does have a biological parent. And we want, you know, and the children, they have an attachment to their parents.
Right, of course.
Regardless of what the situation is. And that's why we encourage them to, if there's substance abuse, we want the parent to get help. Get into a program. Get treatment. If it's mental health, get mental health therapy. Get the proper medication. Then you can be empowered to be involved in your child's life.
Okay. Because it is important, and it's still the parent.
Mm-hmm.
So even though he might be ostracized, I shouldn't say he, it could be the mother or father, because of a drug situation, doesn't mean the child still doesn't love him.
Right, exactly.
And it's better off everybody to get them all reunified and get them together, get him on a program, because the kids are the ultimate losers.
That's right.
You know, even with a loving grandparent, it's not the same. You know, you have an 80-year-old grandparent taking care of a 16-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to say the least.
It is, absolutely.
One other thing which is growing today, it just seems statistically, is autism. That the number of children on the spectrum seems to constantly be increasing. Mm-hmm. And whether that's just an exaggeration, or I don't understand how these things change over time, but that is the case nevertheless. Do you have a program that would be helpful to a grandparent that has an autistic grandchild, which is more work? There's no question. I mean, especially the level, depending on where they are on the spectrum.
Well, we we have an early childhood program that's located at 80 North Service Road called Right from the Start.
Okay.
And they specialize in the treatment of very, you know, young children that may be on the spectrum or maybe have ADHD, you know, D problems.
Okay.
And that is our specialty center, is a Right from the Start program where they could be assessed and determine the level of need that they may need.
Oh, okay. That's important. Yes. And then just going in, not going away from that, but it just hit me another thing. This goes back to Marmaline. Kids take lunch to school. You know, you're talking the lunch program, trying to get them. Do you get that involved in reference to, like, you should be making a sandwich or not of jelly, he should have a fruit? I mean, and it's tough because the kid might throw it away anyway. He doesn't want to eat the fruit. That's not the point.
Yes, we do get involved. And usually when the school give the form for the grandparents to fill out to get the free lunch, we help them to fill out the form so that the form can be in very early so the children don't have to suffer from getting the lunch. Because you have to understand, a lot of times there are some children, the first meal, they get it from the school.
Right.
They don't have the assistance at home to get any food. So it's they feel comfortable at in the school when they come. They know they're going to have the meal. So if we don't assist the grandparents so that the forms can be in very early, then the children will be left out without food, and we don't want that. So
okay.
we assist
okay.
with that, definitely.
I have an interesting story in reference to my grandson. Christina can listen to this. He's not supposed to get fruit juice at school because his mother doesn't want to have the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he... I don't know how it works. He can pick what he wants. So the other day he had a fruit juice. Now that's, she doesn't like that because there's too much sugar. Mm-hmm. And his response to her was, they didn't have fruit. What is fruit juice? It's water. And it said fresh squeezed. So it was a fruit squeezed into water. I didn't do anything bad. She's like, how do you fight him? But it's the truth.
It's like, right.
Okay.
Right.
Forget the sugar part. It was a fresh squeezed fruit in water.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important to have somebody oversee, because he'd have fruit juice every day.
Yes.
And that's not healthy. They have it in the schools, and they probably have soda in schools. I'm not sure if they do or not.
No, they don't.
They don't. Okay.
They don't.
But I mean, I know
soda.
They're getting more health conscious. It's important.
Yes.
That, you know, from because the kids will go for the soda, they'll go for the candy bar, obviously, every time, and the chips.
Yeah, the taste.
Of course.
Well, somebody once said, sugar, fat, and salt, that's what gives food flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You're right.
Yes.
And those are the things that you really want to try to avoid,
yes.
especially the sugar part of it. And that's a reason why, because obviously everybody enjoys it. But the another broader question. And this is to Marmaline, which is, it's a tough one. You have to get involved emotionally.
Yes.
But there's still a distance. You know what I'm trying to say? See,
yes.
Do you, and you don't have to say it, but have to jump in sometimes when you personally, now you have two feelings, like it's the right thing to do, but personally I think Johnny should be doing something different. Do you have to share that? You know what I'm trying to say? Because you would do it, say, for your own child. So it's like, this is wrong. This boy's a little special. He needs a little bit more attention. And I don't care what they're saying. Go with it.
Well, usually if the parents are living with the grandparents, but they cannot assist the children, but the parents will get involved, they will intervene a lot of times, then if I feel something is not right, I will talk to the child myself, because a lot of children that I work with, I have them in group in the school. We have social group in the school.
Okay.
Yes, I deal with them in the school. When they don't speak to the grandparents about certain things, then when they're in group with me, they will speak about it.
Okay. Okay,
sometimes I will have a way to frame it, then to talk to the grandparents about it, because a lot of times you cannot, when they tell you certain things, you cannot just go and speak about it directly. But you can do your own intervention smoothly so the child don't get hurt. in a sense.
Yeah, right.
That triggers a thought. Yeah. I was wondering, are you, how do I put it, interceding between the child and the parent? You're defending the child against the parent, in quotes, is the enemy at certain times because you're there for the child.
Yes. And the parents sometimes have the biological parents sometimes have a sense of guilt, mm-hmm. because they see that how you dealing with their children, how come they cannot deal with their own children?
Yeah,
right, so right, you have to be sensitive with that, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah, because it's not their fault.
Exactly.
But it is mm-hmm. something that's hurting the yes, child, so
definitely.
It has to be dealt with.
Definitely. Yes.
That's very conscious, I mean, very nice of you, because you know you can't come in with an iron fist.
I know.
Because then the parent will undo what the good work you are doing.
Yes.
You know, because you're not around all the time.
That's true.
So you really have to become their friend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So when Marmalene says something, they say, okay, it's Marmalene. She's, that's you know, right. she's part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you're almost
that's
like
right.
the nanny.
Yes.
You have to be. You have to be the nanny, you know.
Because the children will call me personally. They call me on my cell phone when they have a problem.
Oh, really? Okay,
yes, they
okay.
call me on my cell phone. Then even if it's weekend, I will hear the children will call me if there's a problem, mm-hmm. so I can speak to the grandma about it.
Well, that's why it's not an eight-hour-a-week job.
Exactly.
If you give your cell phone out to these kids, which yes. I think that is the most wonderful, beautiful thing you could do,
I know.
That all of a sudden they have a problem yes. on Friday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and you're off, or on Saturday, mm-hmm. that yes. they can call Marmalene. God, that's a credit to you, really. It really is. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
No.
It's a credit to the whole concept.
Right, right. Oh, the concept is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, there's somebody there 24/7.
Right.
That's because we assist the whole child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't leave anything out.
Right, right.
So whenever there's something going on, the agency have different services we provide. So we just make sure that the child get the help they need.
I think I heard you say this. You've been doing this now for about 6 years?
Yes, pretty much.
Do you have any success stories that you're particularly proud of?
With 40 seconds to go, that's a good question.
I have a grandparent that was very ill.
Okay.
Then, at one point, when I was assisting her with a lot of needs, then it was emotional at one point because she wasn't going to make it.
Right.
Then I had to do... to refer the children for some kind of counseling to deal with the situation, because even though the immediate the parents, the biological parents were around, but it was still emotional because that I was aware that she's not going to be able to get better. She was just mm-hmm. there to get comfortable. So I was able to assess the best way possible, then make sure the children can deal with it, with the situation smoothly.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Thank and you. What a perfect way to end the segment. We're out of time. Nelly and Marmalene, I want to thank you so much. This was a pleasure. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're right back.